Adam, there was speculation that Nature Strip would be heading to Royal Ascot after the VRC sprint win. Have you got any more information on that? Good morning, mate.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, boys. Yeah, I think it's probably looking more and more likely after part owner or managing part owner Rod Lyons did an interview with Queensland Radio yesterday suggesting that the ownership group would very much like to see the horse head across to the UK and take on Royal Ascot. It's a big call because I know they've got a couple of months to make a decision, but Chris Waller, his trainer, is very meticulous with his planning. He'll want to have some sort of campaign in place, I'd imagine, early in the new year for the horse. Do you go for a race like the Lightning Stakes early in the campaign up the straight at Flemington where we know he's so devastating and take that on? Or do you get him ready for some of the big sprints in Sydney, the TJ Smith? Do you stretch him out to the 7 furlongs, the all-age stakes? Or do you go to Royal Ascot? I suppose the prize money aspect is not as appealing at Royal Ascot as opposed to some of the races here in Sydney, but the prestige is there, obviously. And given where he's at the moment, I thought Everest would be a massive carrot next year worth $15 million. We don't know what some of these colts are going to do. These three-year-old colts in Bivouac and Extinct and yes, he's one of the best sprinters in the country. I'm not saying it can't be done going to Royal Ascot and coming back to the Everest, but it just makes it a little bit harder.
What about Toby Edmonds, mate? Is he okay? Is he recovering in hospital?
Yeah, a bit of an unfortunate accident, Dave, on Monday morning. Sort of trampled by a stray or a loose horse near his stables there up on the Gold Coast. The way Toby sort of explained the story was it was charging past his tie-up stalls. He decided to try and see if he could slow it down and get in its way. And as it sort of come hurtling past him, he thought, okay, I'll sidestep him now. He's just going to go straight past me. But he sidestepped and went bang, crash, and straight into Toby. So he's been in hospital. He's had some stitches in his head. He's got some very sore ribs on a lot of painkillers. But fortunately, it looks like he escaped any really serious injury.
Now, there's a former ATC Derby winner about to resume his career.
Forgotten horse, isn't he? Laurie Lavendi for the Galagotas boys. He won the Derby up here in Sydney. When was that? Probably April 2018, so a good 18 months ago. And he had a few issues after that race, had some bone tips removed. And then I was trying to get him back for the Autumn Carnival in Sydney earlier this year. Then he had a few other issues as well. So he's been on the sidelines for the best part of 18 months. They're going to try and get him ready for the Kevin Heffernan Stakes at Sandown on the weekend. You'd expect he's probably going to need the run at this stage. But it's good to see one of our better-performed horses in the last couple of years returning to the track on the weekend.
New Zealand Cup winner Cruz Bromack, Australian-owned.
They reckon the chance, Jimmy, in the mounting yard were Aussie there yesterday, which was fantastic. He was a completely Australian-owned and trained horse until about a month ago. Then the owners decided to send him over to New Zealand to be trained by the All-Stars. Stay with Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen, and he got the job done there in probably the biggest harness race, or one of the biggest harness races in the Southern Hemisphere. So great news for the connections of Cruz Bromack there yesterday, and good to see the sports be coming back to Australia.
Oh, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Pup from Wagga said, just heard that Handle the Truth has been pulled out of the Snake Gully Cup due to the weight of 63. Can you any chance get one of the boys to go through the form and give us some tips? Now, I'm presuming you haven't done form for Snake Gully Cup, Adam.
Oh, I did enough work trying to get through Hawkesbury today, Jimmy, let alone Gundagai later in the week. That's a bit disappointing if he's been pulled out, but obviously it's a big weight to carry, the Kosciuszko winner. I'm sure he'll be back bigger and better in whatever race Keith gets him for.
All right, you mentioned Hawkesbury. Let's go to that best bet of today.
Race 3, number 1, Aussie. I'm a little bit embarrassed for a horse, my best bet this short, but I was going to tip him yesterday. It was dead set, looked like a racing 2, but the other chance was scratch yesterday afternoon, so I'm still willing to make him my best bet on the program, even though he's odds on. You may be anchoring him in a few of your multiples. And I thought the best value was race 2, number 9, Rose to Victory, a filly for the Clary Connors yard. She's got all her form set up last campaign around some pretty smart horses in Diamond Thunder and Kubrick. Admittedly, she was beaten a fair way, but she's liked her 2 trials so far this campaign. At each way price, around that $7.50, I'm willing to be with her. So the best bet, race 3, number 1, Aussie, and the best value is race 2, number 9, Rose to Victory.
All right, good on you, mate. We're going to put those out on social media. We wish you all the very best for that, and we will speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. We'll chat in the morning.